In honor of Military Family Appreciation Month, I'm going to read you a story about my grandfather, part of our extended family, but he was in the military too, so. Anyway, then the title of this story is called My Grandfather's Hands. There were many upsides to growing up as an Army brat, but one downside is the infrequency with which we were able to visit our grandparents. My two older brothers and I usually visited our grandparents during summer moves. Once the movers packed up our stuff, our family would load up in our car and spend 2 weeks to a month driving to our next duty station. The road trip usually involved spending at least a few days with one of the two pairs of grandparents. Since we moved every 2 to 3 years and we alternated which set of grandparents we would visit, I would guess that I had seen each set of grandparents at most 5 or 6 times during my childhood. Even though I do not have quantity of time with my mom's dad, we did have quality time. My mom was an only child, and me and my brothers were his only grandchildren. The thing that I remember the fondest about my grandpa was how he seemed to light up when we visited. Whatever my grandpa was busy doing when we weren't there seemed to stop when we visited. When we were there, we were the center of his world. My grandpa was a carpenter, a fisherman, and a soldier. Well into his 30s, he enlisted during World War II and served as an infantryman in Germany. More than what he did to provide for his family financially, my grandfather was kind, compassionate, and he adored his grandchildren. He loved to hunt and loved his hunting dogs. When we would visit, he would take us to the marina to go out in his boat, the Carl Ray, named after my two brothers, or to the strawberry fields to pick strawberries, or he would have us, quote unquote, help him with a project he was building. My grandfather was in a perpetual state of motion. There was always another chore to be accomplished or project that needed to be completed. Another indelible memory was my grandfather's hands. His hands felt as if he was wearing thick leather gloves at all time. The skin on my grandfather's hands was rugged and firm from years of hard labor. I remember as a very young girl being fascinated with the feel of my grandfather's hands. Although those hands were tough and strong, he held my small hand gently, like it was holding a baby bird. The best description of my grandpa would be tough on the outside and soft on the inside, kind of like fresh German Brötchen right out of the oven. The handful of times we spent with my grandfather would have a huge impact on me, even to the point of affecting my ultimate career decisions. My grandpa had an 8th grade education and was one of the smartest people I know. He seemed to be able to build anything with the most basic tools. When I graduated college with a bachelor's degree in mathematics, my grandfather, who was well into his 80s at the time, drove from California to Texas to attend my college graduation. One day during his visit, he took me aside and said, "Now that you have a piece of paper that says you know math, I'd like you to answer some math questions for me. Your mom wants me to build her a gazebo. How much wood do I need? How many nails? How much paint? What angles should I cut the wood? And how do I make the angles correct? How do I make sure my cuts are square?" He went on to explain that a piece of paper is just that, a piece of paper. It's what you do with your education that's important. I was in ROTC through college, and upon graduation, I was stationed in Germany myself. While there, my grandfather passed away. Our unit was on a training exercise when I received the Red Cross message informing me of his death. I remember the company commander saying, after he gave me the message, "You can take a few minutes if you need it, but we really need you back at your job as soon as possible." Although his comment seemed callous in the moment, after taking some time to cry, I did dry my tears, and I did return to finish my job. I believe that is what my grandfather would have thought was important. I also chose to leave the Army. I fulfilled my commitment and was ready to use my degree to help others. I went on to get graduate degrees in education and have been doing the important work of education ever since. I think my grandfather would be proud of his granddaughter.